I will ask you once again to, with your eyes, find any object that you think is the most inconsequential, meaningless object that you could look at right this moment. Wherever you are, whatever you're facing, just find something to look at with your eyes now that you feel, if it wouldn't be here anymore, the world would be just as good without it. Whether it's a branch on the ground, whether it's a discarded newspaper that you're passing by on the street in a city, whether it's the bumper sticker in the car in front of you, whether it's a person that you're looking at right now that you think is not necessary for creation to be. Just look with your eyes at something that you feel is completely meaningless and not necessary for the world to be. Now, you remember a few days ago we learned that as you're looking at this thing, it's important to meditate, that this is part of the infinite revelation of God. In Or Ein Sof, in the infinite light of God, when God is revealing everything that God is, this object that you're looking at right now is there in that infinite revelation as quote-unquote part of that infinite revelation. The tzimtzum, the concealment, just makes that you're seeing it now as a discarded, meaningless object or thing or person, but it's part of God's infinite revelation that we spoke about a few days ago. But now let's go a step deeper, actually a limitless amount of steps deeper. Keep looking at this object that you think is so meaningless, and what if I were to tell you that God and God's infinite essence wants to dwell and live and be in His totality in that object that you're staring at with your eyes right now? You see, right now, this object that you're looking at is part of God's infinity, like one drop is part of the ocean. But could you imagine taking the entire ocean and putting it in one drop? Could you imagine that God in His infinite essence wants to be in whatever object you're looking at right this moment? Now, that's more radical than putting the whole ocean in one drop, because the drop is only less than the ocean quantitatively. Qualitatively, the drop is the same as everything else in the ocean. Here we're talking about God in His infinite essence wanting to be in this meaningless object that you're looking at, what you think is a meaningless object. But the truth of creation and the reason God created the world is exactly because God actually wants to dwell. He wants to literally be in every single object that there is in the world, in every detail, including the one that you're looking at right now, the banana peel on the floor, the squirrel in your backyard, the rock that you're looking at right now. And of course, we say this every Rosh Hashanah by the prayers in Rosh Hashanah when we speak about the ultimate revelation of God's kingship. We say, V'yeda kol po'ul ki ata pa'altoi, that every created being, and the Arizal says that includes inanimate matter, will know God's essence. Because God, when Mashiach comes, will dwell in His entire infinite being, in that object that you're looking at right now with your eyes. And more than that, the purpose of our lives is to bring that about. Our whole purpose as a nation and as individuals is to bring God's infinite essence into the physical world, into these drops, into these particular objects that might seem so meaningless. Our lives are about that. And if you were to ask, and how do we do that? That's what the Torah is. That's what our religion's all about. That's what this week's Parsha is about. You see, when God descended on Mount Sinai, wasn't just a one-time thing. It was the beginning of a process of God's infinite light coming into the parameters, finitude, limitations, and physicality of this world. It began at Sinai, and it continues with whatever physical, quote-unquote, meaningless object you are looking at right now. And the way we do it is by keeping Torah and mitzvahs. The Shulchan Aruch is a guidebook about how to bring God's infinity into the physical world. That's what this week's Parsha is about, and that's what our entire religion is about. This is the deeper meaning behind all the laws and the minutiae of halacha and the do's and don'ts. This is what it's about. And therefore you understand that there's nothing trite in the world, nothing insignificant. Every detail you're looking at is where God wants to be his home. Let's make our whole world God's home by first and foremost making ourselves and our minds God's home. By learning Torah, keeping mitzvahs, and opening ourselves up to be vessels for the divine, and thereby making the whole world a home for the divine.